Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, and our last one to come aboard was India. And I appreciate y'all listening in, because who would have thought years later that I started just the internet in the United States and we were going all the way over the globe. But you know something? That's good, because tonight you got a real, real treat, let me tell you. This brother, not only is he a good-looking brother, he got the gift of gab, and he's also a sex coach, an author. He's also a radio host himself, a Mode One. And, he just get to the heart of stuff, man. He don't cut no corners. You know, he say the things that y'all want to hear. You know, and a few years ago, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, when he was on my show, when I had female co-hosts, man, he had them women's panties wet. And I ain't lying, you know. I mean, like, ooh, that was one of my best grossing shows that I had, you know. And a couple of times when I had to go somewhere, and I would play his show over because it just got so much feedback, you know. And I see there are some people on the call. And for the ones who's on the computers and y'all are afraid to call in, but, you know, come on, call in the 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key, and I will open your mic. Could do, like, somebody's trying to call me right now, but they're calling the wrong number. But, you know, you just need to call in or listen, because I'm telling you, he's going to bring it. We got a surprise for him tonight, because tonight, you know, he's not dealing with female co-hosts. He's dealing with two queens, and so it's three queens on this panel. But you know, some, they like it just the way the girls like it. So I'm just going to say hello first to my co-hosts, Mark and Chris. How y'all doing?
Hello.
Great.
I'm good.
I'm doing great. Let's see if my panties get wet.
Okay. I didn't know you was wearing thongs, but okay. Well, let's wait. And let's introduce my guest, man. I love this guy to death, man. Alan, how you doing, darling?
I'm doing great. And yourself, Terry?
Ooh-wee, you know how I do it, how I get down, baby.
Yeah, I know how you get down.
Oh, shut up. Don't keep my secrets.
That's
how he was on my show, Alan, and he was talking. And as soon as he opened his mouth, Shalon said, damn, he sounds sexy. So I told you. I mean, his voice is just so captivating, you know. But before I let my co-host ask you a question, please tell them how you knew you had the gift to just get them girls and just let it all go. And, I mean, he had some chick, you know, give him some in the supermarket. Now, how brazen and bold is that?
Yeah, that's my most infamous story, is getting my dick sucked in a grocery store, 24-hour grocery store.
See what I'm telling you?
As a matter of fact, the reason why that story is so popular, because that's a story that made my brother a believer, because he was an eyewitness to it. And to that point, he had been hearing about my straightforward communication style, but he was real skeptical. And when he saw that I could meet a woman in 15 minutes after I met the woman was sucking my dick, he was like, you got something going on, man. You got to put that on paper.
Mm-hmm. And just so y'all know, he's an author. You know, if y'all want to buy his book, you know, or pay for his services, you know, y'all better talk to him, because he got everything you need. Because a lot of y'all guys ain't getting no action because y'all don't know what to do and how to do it, you know. And that's his thing. I'm going to stay in my lane. But you know something? You need to get with him. You can buy his material or, you know, have a personal one-on-one via Skype or whatever class over the phone. But he can show you how to be just like him, you know, be an alpha dog. Alpha dog. You know, I don't mind being beta. But anyway, I'll let the baby start first. Chris, ask your question, then we go on to Mark.
All right. Well,
don't stutter now, baby. Get it out.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to stutter. But my question is, when you was getting your dick sucked, did you have safe sex? I hope.
No, I was raw.
Okay.
raw yeah. Like your.
Now, most of the time I do practice safe sex, but no, in that instance, yeah, I let her suck my raw dick.
All right.
Did Did you come?
So anybody
oh,
can
I came
walk
all
in
on her face and in her mouth.
Get the hell out of here.
Terry, what you say? Ooh.
I'm all over
Terry,
her
say,
face.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Say it again. Say ooh.
That's for y'all, Mark.
What I was thinking, if it was a 24-hour store, anybody could have walked in at any time, right?
Yeah, we got caught. We did get cut. Yeah.
Do you like the element of surprise? It's kind of sick.
Yeah, sometimes I like to be exhibitionistic. Yeah. You said what?
Where you could be found out, or you know, secretive that are public.
Yeah, I got some exhibitionists in me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have some too. First of all, I love your admonishments of the young brothers on YouTube who are frustrated because they can't get laid and they won't listen to your advice. Now, I'm no Lothario, Alan, with the ladies because I've lived most of my life as an active gay man, right?
Okay.
But earlier in my sexual career, I had some encounters with women which usually ended in disaster. Because I didn't have anything to hold on to, meaning a dick. But
when
but
you finish,
I
got a lady, my co-host, I told you about who went to school for her master's. She's on the line, man. And you know, so I'm not just trying to put her out there because I love her like she's mine and I call her my daughter. But you know, some she ain't got no shame to her game either because she's a strip. And so she know a lot of things and she know how to, you know, to hear, you know, people try to come at her and come at her sideways with a lot of garbage. So she know, you know, she know the game. So, you know, Felicia, baby, go ahead and ask your question.
Hello.
Hey, darling.
Hello.
Can you
hi,
hear me? Hi, family.
Yeah.
Hi, family. It's been a little while. I'm missing you guys. So I had to take a break so I can get on the show just to hear what's going on. And I walked in on the raw dick part. So I'm like, okay, kind of lost, but I heard the raw dick. So.
Felicia Fruwell, F-E-W-E-L-L. Check her out. Felicia Fruwell on Facebook. She is beautiful, man. She is beautiful.
Oh, thank you,
inside
Terry.
And out.
Thank you. Yeah, Terry. Like Terry said, I did. For a while, I had to I danced for a living, just for a little while. But it wasn't something that I enjoyed doing. But I was in between jobs and a single mother with four young children, so you know I had to do what I had to do to make sure my children ate. It's nothing that I'm ashamed of. I did it, and if I had to do it to feed my kids again, I would do it again. But it was interesting, and I could have went really far doing it. I made a lot of money. I think the first time I performed, I made 45 minutes. I made close to $500 in 45 minutes. So it was a very lucrative. It's a lucrative business, but it wasn't something that I wanted to do. But this whole thing with sex, I'm really, really, I'm getting older, so I don't really have a whole lot of boundaries. I mean, I have boundaries as far as being safe, but I don't have a lot of boundaries as far as what I would do or try. I'm an author also, and I write books, and most of my stuff is erotica, so it's just like, yeah, my mind is always in that sex mode. As a matter of fact, I think I may have played with myself like 6 times today. In between class.
She doesn't know how to squirt, okay?
Okay, Felicia, I want you to say, I love my pussy. Felicia, say,
I
love
my
pussy.
I love it. I definitely love my pussy because she's bad. She's all of that.
Say, ooh.
Yes, I did say it. I did.
I can't hear you. Say it again. Say, ooh.
Ooh. Ah. You're a mess. So, look, bring me up to speed because I'm lost a little bit. Y'all say sex and my high beams came on. Nipples sticking
okay,
straight
well,
out. What's going on?
Okay, well, I'm just up to speed. Alan was on my show about 3.5 years ago, and the lady co-host that I had at that time made everybody's panties wet. Everybody was like, whew, and then even the callers called in, you know. I mean, he turned it out, you know. It was – you need some tissue. It was hot and heavy. So, you know, when I used to play his show, when I had things to do, I would replay the audio of his show. It had the highest grossing people listening to his show. Maybe that's why my stuff sprung to global audience, because brother was bad to the bone. And so when we came on, I said, it's going to be a little different this time. It's going to be three queens up here, you know. And then Mark said he wanted his panties wet too. So, you know, and then he was saying how he got started, how he proved to his brother that he was in a supermarket and he picked this random chick. She sucked him off in the supermarket and he came all over the face. He got caught, and now you're up to speed.
Okay. We sucking in the supermarket? Oh, wow. Yeah. Somebody was in the meat section, huh? Okay.
You've been in the vegetable section. Any section.
I'm trying to tell you, that's some real stuff right there. So this sex expert, let me ask you a question. I have a question for you.
Okay,
so lately, it's been, I don't know what it is. Lately, I have been getting, I have been getting hit on by so many females. It's ridiculous. And I'm like, okay, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with all of this, because, you know, I've had experiences, but it's not something that, you know, I live by. I indeed love dick, but I can play around also. But it's just, do you find that you run into people that's more open to just different sexual behaviors?
Of course people are open. I mean, well, here's the deal. Most people entertain a high degree of sexual thoughts, desires, and fantasies that they have to reach a point where they're bold enough, speaking of the word open, to be open about it. Matter of fact, that's one of the things I do in my career as a BDSM and polyamory consultant, is I work with both individual women as well as married and unmarried couples.
Okay.
And when I have my intense sessions with the women, I basically get them to a point where they feel totally comfortable unleashing their more erotically uninhibited side and all those desires, fantasies that they suppressed for so many years, if not decades.
That's interesting. As I just recently discovered something new, and it's kind of flipping off the page a little bit. I just recently discovered something new about my body, was just exploring with my own body. I found this, I have this toy, it's my boyfriend, and he has 12 feet that runs me absolutely wild. I'm just,
right now,
I can't get past this. Yeah, I think I've got to speed 6, and I'm like, okay, I'm halfway there. So, but I have discovered, and I'll be celebrating my 50th birthday in July, and I've discovered that I am a squirter. Never did it before. Never happened to me before. I thought it was just something that happens in the movies. I have a couple of girlfriends who said, you know, that they do it all the time. So I'm like, is that just pee? Well, I can attest to it. It's not.
Hey, Felicia, you know what I want you to do?
Yeah, what you want?
Tell your two girlfriends about me. Say, I want to tell you about Nasty Allen. Can you do that for me?
Sure, I'll do that for you.
Say yes, sir, I'll do that for you.
Mark, let me ask you something, Nasty Allen. This whole squirting business, like, have you ever experienced that with a woman, and what are your thoughts on it?
Squirting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I experienced that as far back as when I was in college. My college sweetheart, it was the first time I experienced that. We were doing 69. Then all of a sudden, it felt like she was just peeing on my face. And that's actually what I thought she was doing. I said, damn, girl, why are you peeing on my face? She said, no, that's not peeing. When I get real excited, it's like it feels like people that's not really pee.
I'm going to put you on mute really quickly. I got to mute you real quick, because I don't want this noise that's going to come this way to interfere. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, so So anyway, I did a little research and found, that's when I first found out about squirting, because, yeah, she used to do that both when I would fuck her real good as well as when I would lick her pussy real good. She would just start squirting like crazy. And, yeah, so ever since then, I like squirters. I like when you hit that spot and a woman just starts squirting all on your dick.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She's hot.
What's hot? I missed it.
I said, ain't nothing like when a woman, you fucking a woman, right, and she just starts squirting all on your fat dick. That feels so good.
I heard him say fat dick, so he's letting us know about his anatomy.
Fat one.
Yeah,
I
got
you. I love me a man with some girth as long as he knows what to do with it. What's up with men with these big, humongous dicks and they think they the shit, but they can't fuck? I'd rather deal with a dude with a little one and know what the fuck you doing than a big one that's trying to give me a fucking hysterectomy. You need to talk to your brothers about that shit. Just because it's big don't mean you're supposed to bang it out like that. It's a pussy. You like, take it easy on the pussy. Damn.
Amen, Felicia. Amen, honey.
So, Felicia, are you one of Terry's Facebook friends?
She's my surrogate daughter. That's my baby.
That's my mom.
She used to be my co-host, but she is my adopted daughter. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on
okay.
Facebook. My Facebook name is Felicia Lowry Fuel.
Check your inbox, Alan.
Okay, I like because I like to put a face with the voice.
He is beautiful.
He said, "Check my inbox."
Like a brick shit house. He is beautiful, inside and out.
Thank you.
Her is lovely.
Thank you.
You know, just so proud of her.
Thank you. I'm working my ass off. I'm actually working on my degree in psychology, and sex is one of those things that, you know.
Okay, Felicia, you just fucked up. Don't ever work your ass off. Keep that ass. Don't ever work that off.
Oh, no.
You can work out other shit, but don't work that ass off.
Look, one thing about this ass, I can remember being a size 00. My ass was still fat. That's one of the things that ain't going nowhere. So I'm all ass, hips, and titties now. So,
all right now.
I've gotten older. That whole thing. My son told me the other day, he said, "You actually look younger now than you did when I was a little boy." He said, "What's up with that?" And I'm like, I can't tell you. They say we get better with time, like wine. We age with gracefulness.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe that's what's happening to me.
Okay, Felicia,
you gotta send me a. Send me a friend request.
Yeah, I sent you a friend request.
Oh, okay, cool. You'll see me.
Say thank you,
like
Nasty Allen.
Thank you, Nasty.
Say thank you, Nasty Allen.
Thank you, Nasty Allen. You a mess, Nasty Allen.
I know. I am.
You married, Nasty Allen? Listen to me.
No, I'm not married.
No?
Came close a couple times, but no cigar.
You single?
Yeah. I'm romantically unattached.
Yeah.
He hesitated. Made me wonder. He's somebody, but he ain't really made her know.
Well, I'm
going
to be real. I always got some, I always have female companionship I have access to, but if you're talking about something like really serious that I could call like boyfriend, girlfriend, I'm unattached in that respect. But a brother ain't never just, jacking off at the crib. I always got access to pussy.
I know
I'm
that's
sure
right.
Do. I'm sure you do. You should.
Well, that's because I don't have to just ask somebody, but I just choose not to be busy for right now.
What area are you from, if you don't mind me asking?
I live in Northwest Indiana, right next door to Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in a different state. I'm here in Maryland.
And you fly every damn way, so that's not an issue.
Now,
no,
you know what was interesting about Maryland, a lot of people might not know, Maryland, there's a lot of, just about every state, they have at least a handful of what's known as swingers clubs, where people swing and couple swap.
I've done it before.
And Maryland, the claim to fame with Maryland, California has the most swingers clubs, period, regardless of race. But the number one state that has the most specifically African American oriented swingers clubs and couples women clubs is Maryland. They got at least seven.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Evan has at least seven African American.
I started my own swing club in California, and I went there. So yep. You know.
Do they have one in Baltimore? They have one in Baltimore that my first experience, I went to, it's called Taboo, and I was culture shocked because it wasn't something that I really knew anything about. It was a friend of mine who introduced me to that, and I was like, okay, he explained all the, you know, what happens here, what happens there, and the rules and this. I'm like, okay, well, you can play. But I don't want to play with nobody but you. I'll watch and see what's going on. But it was a really, really interesting experience. Interesting enough that I'm writing another book. I'm writing a book about swingers. So that life, that's a whole different lifestyle.
Hey,
and that's
it's
a lot of people that do it.
Yeah, see, I was going to go there. You said big wigs. Did you see, did anybody on the line see the movie Eyes Wide Shut with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they had a subplot involving that because, and it was real serious. A lot of people said they got kind of scared by it or creeped out by it. But.
Yeah.
If there's one aspect of swingers clubs and couple swapping and that type of thing that a lot of people don't know about is that, okay, speaking of Maryland, a former lover of mine, she went to a couple of swing clubs in Maryland. And what she ended up tripping on, she said, baby, when I got in there, I had to sign all these forms. And I said, you had to sign a confidentiality agreement, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, how'd you know? I said, yeah, because a lot of these clubs, they have, like, notable people in there. Like, they'll have celebrities, professional athletes.
Yep.
Like, she said, she in this particular club, she saw, like, some news anchors that she recognized.
Yep.
And see, those people don't want their business out.
That's right.
And so they
no.
make you sign a confidentiality agreement so that they can sue you if you was to, like, go to the National Enquirer and say, hey, I saw so-and-so at the swingers party. And in the movie Eyes Wide Shut, it was even deeper than that. Tom Cruise, he snuck in this party because somebody gave him the password. But I'm giving a spoiler to your audience. So I'm going to say to your listeners, this is a spoiler. But, yeah, he kind of got in to this swing up really, 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 really upscale, like powerful people type swingers club party. Mm-hmm. And he thought nobody would notice, but within a few minutes after he was in the party, this chick who knew that it was him, she came to him and basically said, you got to get the fuck up out of here. And he was like, you know, like, well, why? He's like, because they know you don't belong here, and they're actually, these people will kill you. If they know you got in here without their permission, they will literally kill you.
That's right.
Like a blockbuster.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's how it is in real life. I mean, these people take their privacy and confidentiality like real. Because, like, some parties involve, like, well-known politicians, like senators and shit.
And
in Hollywood, it involves
parties.
The Hollywood
I've gone
elite.
To a couple of them like that. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And it's like a sort of secret society, so to speak.
There you go.
Because
there you go.
Here's the thing. If I'm there, I'm not gonna be talking about somebody else is there because I might not want nobody to know I was fucking there. How you know they was there if you wasn't there? You had to have been your black ass there, too, to tell me they was there. What was you doing there? You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, that's not something that, I mean, it's not even something that, because I felt like, I swear I felt like I was initiated into this lifestyle. And, you know how you go through and you pledge for a sorority or a fraternity? That's what it felt like. And I wrote a poem about it, too, Ma. I wrote a poem and I called it Ho Caparel. Because I felt like I had been initiated into this secret society that a lot of people really don't have any idea about. But like you say, you got your highfalutin people that's in there, people that I noticed a couple people from, like you said, news broadcasters, doctors, judges, lawyers. I mean, these people, you know, they the creme de la creme, so to speak, you know, and this is the lifestyle that they live. So it was cool to me. It was kind of, it's exciting. It's racy. It was racy for me because I'm like, damn, really?
You didn't give anything up? Felicia? That night?
I didn't do it.
You didn't do anything?
I didn't do anything. I didn't do. I only did things with my friend, the one that I came with. Now I allow him to do what he wanted to do, but I only wanted to play. We call it play. I only played with him. So, but you know, as time went by, you know, a couple of times I went and I looked up and this white girl, she was down on me. I'm like, good God, girl, like what the hell? But I ain't stop her though. But
look at her. Yeah. I ain't stop her though.
Hell no, I ain't stop her.
That was cute. She just snuck up my book and she said, but I ain't stop her though.
Hell no. I ain't stop her. Oh God. I hope we don't run into each other on the streets though. She looked, I'm like, you a regular, you must be a frequent flyer up in here.
So Felicia said, I love getting my pussy licked.
I do. I love it.
Say I love
it. If I
could
lick myself, I would, I think.
All right now.
Get disobedient. Say it. Say nasty. Wow. I love getting my pussy licked.
Oh, you want me to be nasty? Is that what you
say? Yeah. Say nasty. I love getting my pussy licked. No, don't be innocent.
I love getting my pussy licked. And where are you? I might just let you do it. Where are you?
Right now, hey.
Uh-oh.
Don't play with me.
You can sound it to me.
Don't play with me.
Felicia, hey, you can throw out that sex toy now. Felicia, you can throw out that sex toy now. You don't need it.
That's how she talks all the time, baby.
Exactly. Look, I'm trying to get through these last classes. I'm working on my degree, and these classes are hella hard, so sex is a reliever for me, even if I got to play with my damn stuff. I'm happy with me because I know just how to touch me. I ain't got to worry about nobody talking no shit afterwards. I ain't got to fix nobody no fucking sandwich. I ain't getting you no rag. I ain't doing none of that shit. I can lay there and bask in my orgasm. That take me about 15 minutes to get over.
There you go.
I was about to commit suicide earlier today. I'm like, God damn, just stop. I did it till it hurt.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Felt like I was going to explode, pop. All right, that's enough of me. Y'all know, Ma. You must tell them.
I'm here,
I
darling.
Talk about
you know, but
all
no,
day.
I'm just letting you talk. But what I will do is, and I don't want you to go. I want you to stay with us. I'm going to take a small break and come back in two and two. But we want to have you continue mm-hmm. with our guests, and then we're going to let Chris say something because. I have him in the back burner, and he hasn't got an opportunity to talk. So I want to get him on here. But, you know, I just love the interaction between you and Alan, you know, because it sounded like it was the day he was on air a few years ago. Brother, like, he brung it, you know. And what can I say? Nothing. I just, like, you know. you know.
Got to be ready for Alan,
but,
huh?
Yeah, he's one of my favorite guests and friends because – you know you're going to get a lively show, and we're going to be back in two and two. Just stay with us.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Just been really busy. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yeah. I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey, man. I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. The things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
I'm a sucker for your body type. The higher tempo matches your mind. Never been one to settle. We you. You show me something profound. Who wouldn't want to hold you down? I'll never let you go.
We'll let Chris ask his question.
All right. Well, Alan, this is a question. I don't know if you follow politics, but it's been Donald Trump was recently in the news because he likes golden showers where women, you know, piss on him. So my question to you is, do you like women doing that to you?
Never had that done. But I've done it in reverse.
Oh, wow. I have done it in reverse. Okay.
Yeah, so I've administered golden showers, but I've never been on the receiving end.
All right.
The closest I came, actually, interesting enough, was that incident I mentioned in the last segment with my ex-girlfriend. We were doing 69, and she was squirting on my face. And the first time she did that, I thought she was pissing on my face.
Well, there's definitely pissing.
I did get that.
Was it
sticky, Alan?
You said what?
Was it sticky?
Oh, yeah, it was just, I mean, it literally didn't have the taste of urine, but in terms of quantity, she might as well have took a full piss on my face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Before I bring some respect on her questions to her, to you, I got a question. I know you've categorized your multiple women partners that you have had as your lovers, and that's what they are. Have anybody been hollering at you saying you're their baby daddy?
No, not to my face.
Uh-oh.
Now, behind my back, I have no idea.
Okay,
wow.
Are we protecting ourselves? I was wondering.
Are you using protection, though?
Most of the time. I've had my instances where I didn't. But I can say with full conviction, I got to look for my wood to knock on. I've never contracted an STD.
Amen.
So even the instances where I was irresponsible and didn't practice safe sex, because I get myself tested, you know, ever since I was young, I've always got myself tested pretty regularly.
Right.
And, yeah, I've never, ever, not one time, contracted an STD.
Say that in the past that we haven't always had practiced safe sex. So, you know, we all can have that claim, but I'm glad I've never caught anything either. Shoot.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, well, I have from my ex-husband. This nigga was a dirty big dude. He was a dirty big dude. But that was when I was much younger. He was just a dirty dick dude. This dude was just screwing anybody he could. You know, you bring that shit back home, and I'm a stay-at-home, you know, mom. I'm a church mom. I'm living my life. I don't know nothing about the shit you doing, but you doing shit. And so it's important to me, you know, because now I have 4 adult children, and I stay on them as far as protecting themselves and stuff, because especially my youngest daughter, she's 24. Beautiful. Now, all my children are beautiful, don't get me wrong, but my youngest daughter, she, when I say this girl's the bomb.com, she's beautiful body, she's a beautiful young lady. But for some reason, it's like I have to get on her a lot because I'm like, I don't give a damn who it is. You need to protect yourself, sweetie, because all it takes is one time with the wrong motherfucker. Sometimes people go through things and you don't know. You don't know what they like people get raped and stuff like that, and you might not know about that, and then you never know the person that did that to them could have something. You just don't know. Okay, here's the thing. This is how I try to teach them to be careful. You pick your friends like you pick your fruit. Now, you wouldn't eat a banana that's black. You wouldn't eat a rotten banana. You wouldn't want that. You want your fruit to be ripe, and you want it to be fresh, but you need to go and be responsible and take it. I'm all for it. Take care of yourself, and especially somebody like me. I have Graves' disease, so I'm susceptible to getting sick probably more often than someone else. So I have to be extra careful. I've never had more than one sex partner at a time because I believe in my body is sensitive. If I have more than one sex partner, I'm sure I will come up with a bacterial vaginosis. I just can't do it. It has to be that one person, because if something happens, I know exactly who to go to. It's a serious thing. I watched my mother die from HIV. I watched my dad die from HIV. I watched my uncle die from HIV. It has no name or face.
And everybody that look good ain't good for you. It's not good for you. My girl, my daughter has a friend. I'm not going to call this child's name out, but this girl is, when I say she's an absolute smoker, bad. When I tell you this girl is beautiful, if you see her, you'll be like, damn, she got herpes though. And she caught herpes from somebody that she was with who, I mean, she was exclusively with that person. And she wound up, and see, that's the thing I'm talking about. Those are things. Sometimes things happen in the heat of the moment, but you have to be responsible at all times because you just don't want to get caught out there like that. It's not fucking worth it. It's not worth it.
No.
It's not worth it. That I'm a real stickler for protecting yourself. Have as much fun as you want to have, but just be careful.
Yeah,
I encourage it. I encourage it. Now I'm going to take your fun away. Now we can go back to talking nasty. Okay, now that we went through the medical portion of it, let's just go back to being we all old enough here. We adults. We know. Cover your shit. We know that.
That's right.
You stick your dick in something out here now, your dick might just blow up. I don't know. They got a new fucking form of gonorrhea that they don't have no cure for. Did y'all hear about that? I'm like, what the fuck? They out here in these damn streets.
Felicia, you just killing my rhythm right now. You're killing my rhythm.
No, I'm not killing your rhythm. No, I'm not. You still who you are. You still the man. You still doing what you do. Can't nobody stop your flow. That's it. Can't nobody stop your flow? Then you just, I mean, you can find you that want somebody that you might say, you know what, I trust you enough not to, you know, have to use protection. But if you screwing other people, then fuck that. Cover your shit up. Not for, just for them, for you. Fuck that. We want you to be able to come back to the show. We don't want you passing out. That's why I'm saying it.
Well, I think he's talking, saying you stirring up his rhythm. He might be touching himself, and you talking all this medical. Let's get off of that. You know, we grown. We ought to know what to
do. Exactly. That's what I said. Let's get off of that. Let's go back to the nasty. That's what I said. Back to the nasty. Come on, Nasty Nelson. What you got for
me? Let me just tell you something about Alan. You know, you might not have heard, but he's a sex coach, author, radio host. But one of his people that he was coaching was a mother and daughter team. Now, I don't know about you. Love my mother to the moon and back. But ain't no freaking way nobody's going to be coaching me and my mom at the same time about no sex. But he does it, you know, and they like it. So I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I take it a step further to blow your mind. I just mentioned this on an interview yesterday. A guy was interviewing me and asking me about some of my more out of the ordinary experiences. But I've had physical sex with a mother and a daughter. Twice. I've had total six to half a dozen times. I've had sex with a mother and a daughter. Four of the six times, it was separate. I had sex with them, like, just individually separate. And then two of the times I had it in the form of a threesome. And,
wow.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you this. Okay,
one was a black mother and daughter, and another was a white mother and daughter. And, yeah, we had a threesome.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I was telling this other host, I said, man, I said, ain't nothing like watching a mother and a daughter taking turns sucking a dick. as far as doing my training, I've done quite a few. It's more than one. Yeah, I've done quite a few. Now, again, I didn't necessarily train them on the phone at the same time. But I have trained both a mother and a daughter.
That part of the training, that was a part of a freebie because you got turned on by, you know, just messing with them.
Well, even my training sessions, I get turned up. My dick could be rock hard during most of my training sessions. Especially when I'm breaking what I call breaking a woman down.
Was that free, or did they have to pay for that for you to fuck them?
Oh, that was a freebie when I fucked them. That was a freebie.
Oh, okay. So I just want to clear that up. That's okay.
Yeah, it was a freebie.
It was a courtesy. It was a courtesy, right?
As a matter of fact, let me tell you, since I told this other host just yesterday. The very first time, it was wild because it wasn't like it was planned. There was this woman who worked with me in Chicago, and she made it clear from the get that she wanted some of Daddy's dick. And I had this rule. I said, no, I don't get laid where I get paid. I said, the only way I'm fucking you is if you either quit or you get fired. So about 3 or 4 months later, she came to me smiling one day at work. I said, what's up? She said, I just quit. And she basically was like, you giving me some of that dick. Mm. And so I hooked up with her. We fucking, and you know how you can just like sometimes feel when there's another presence in your
right.
city, even though you might not see him yet. I was fucking there, and I got that spider sense, like, I was like, somebody's in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And the third time I got that feeling, I just real quickly turned around. Sure enough, a mother was just standing in the doorway with her arms folded, looking at
what?
Me. So I
wow.
tell the daughter, I'm thinking the daughter going to freak out. I'm like, yo, I'm whispering, I'm like, yo, your mother's in here. And she very calm, and she was like, oh, yeah, I know. I was like, what do you mean you know? She said, well, this is probably going to freak you out, but my mother has this rule. I said, what rule? She said, if I bring some good dick in the house, I got to share it with her. I said,
uh-oh.
Are you serious? She said, yeah. She said, anytime I bring a guy that my mother thinks is attractive and sexy, I have to share the dick with her. And so sure enough, after I finish fucking the daughter, I go in the bathroom, and the mother comes in my bathroom, just starts holding my dick while I'm taking a piss, and she says, you know I'm next, don't you? You know, I'm sure my daughter told you I'm next, right?
Like that?
Said, yeah, she informed me, you next. Wow. She said, okay. Then she patted me on the butt. She said, I'll be in my bedroom.
Ooh.
And I took care of mama.
So did you smash?
Oh, I
yeah.
took care of mama. I fucked her real good. She was moaning louder than the daughter. Yeah, I fucked this
hey,
shit up.
Hey, can
of
I actually say, since we've been candid, let me just ask you, did you fuck the mother or the daughter? Who was better, the mother or the daughter? I just wonder.
Yeah.
They were both good, but
no, but
the
who was
mother,
better?
You know how women, I'm sure you women know, there's some women who know how to, as us fellas call it, they know how to move their pussy into your dick as you moving into their pussy.
Right.
The mother knew how to do that much better than the daughter. I mean, she was just, she was throwing that pussy into my dick as I was coming into her pussy. And it was just like, oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
She has skills. See, these youngins out here, I mean, they do a lot of stuff out here, but these youngins, they don't understand. Is I don't know why they think as you get older, okay, mom. My kids like, oh, you. I don't want to talk about sex with you. I feel the same as I did when I was 20 years old. As
but the daughter
fact,
was better
I'm
at sucking dick, though.
Experience. But I'm good at sucking dick, sir. I'm a class act. I suck dick before. I love sucking dick. That's my shit.
Ooh, now you know you got to say it sexy. Say, Nasty Allen, I love sucking dick.
Yeah, Nasty Allen, I love sucking dick. I study that thing. It's an art.
Say it again.
You want you to slow it down, Felicia. You're saying it too fast.
Say it again. Say Nasty Allen. I love sucking dick.
Nasty Allen. I love sucking dick.
Say, ooh.
Ooh. Get that good enough for you? Mm. Is your dick hard yet?
Is your pussy wet?
It's always wet.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, I should have known that because you started off the conversation saying I play with my pussy 6 times a day. I'm like, God damn, 6 times.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm probably about to go in here and play with it again before I get back on this table. You done got me started, bruh.
No, wait till after
and
the show.
You another,
we can have some fun together, Felicia,
city.
After the show. Did you hear me?
Everybody,
after
everybody
the show,
we're going
to have some
corner.
Fun on the phone. So, Felicia, say, I want you to phone fuck me after the show, Nasty Allen.
Nasty
Felicia
Allen,
say, after the show, I want you to phone fuck me, Nasty Allen.
Oh, God. We won't phone fuck, but it might not be after the show, but we will phone fuck. Hey, we got to keep in contact. See, you doing this online? Oh, my God. I ain't supposed to say all this.
Now, you know what's funny? I'm going to give props to 3 hosts who interviewed me. Terry, and there's another host named Jade, and there's another host named Goddess Charmaine. All 3 of them I had really high conversations with in the past. Do you know after each of those interviews, I ended up having phone sex with at least 2 or 3 of their listeners afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time Terry interviewed me, I had phone sex with at least one or two women afterwards. With Goddess Charmaine, I had, like, I think, phone sex with three women afterwards. And Jade, I had phone sex with one or two women after the show. So it was funny. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Terry's pimping away. Terry, I didn't know you were a pimp.
No, Jade is a good friend of mine, you know. She's a sweetheart.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Sex is always.
Terry, don't be trying to be all neutral over there.
Right.
Say, Terry, I want you to say nasty, Ellen. You got my pussy wet.
I ain't doing
something
that. You got Felicia right now. You go handle that.
No, we're going to handle it. That's what he's doing, mothers and daughters. I'm going to let mama have him right now. Go ahead. Let mama have him.
Terry, say nasty, Ellen. You got my pussy wet.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Oh, wait. Get shot.
My damn
girl.
Here we go. I'm sitting there trying to stay in the cut, and you're going to try to bring me out of retirement. Here we go.
Fuck the retirement, Terry. Come on.
Say it, Terry. Say nasty, Ellen. You got my pussy wet.
Okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to put it out there. Whew. Nasty Ellen, you got my pussy wet.
Ooh.
Say ooh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. She being shy. You get shy, honey. You ain't never been shy.
Hey, Felicia, tell her
right?
To say it again.
Nasty
Felicia,
Ellen,
say it again,
shy.
Terry.
Say it again, Terry.
Damn,
like I
you.
Know you can say it. Terry, like I know you can say it. Say it again.
Okay. I'm doing this for my listeners. Nasty Ellen. Ooh. You got my pussy wet.
There you go.
Ooh. There you go.
Good girl.
You even got the gay guys wet, Terry.
All right.
Fact that, Terry,
I know that's right.
Terry, are you familiar with this blog talk radio personality named Gigi?
Oh, yeah, I know Gigi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and Gigi. Ooh. I'm going to have to see
you
the link. We had this episode of my blog talk radio show when I was doing my blog talk radio show regularly. And it was kind of spontaneous. That's the number one what made it high, because it wasn't like pre-planned, spontaneous. I was interviewing this woman from Canada who was like a, what was she? I forget her title. She wasn't quite a sex coach. She had a name for it. She would help both men and women kind of come out of their shell sexually. And anyway.
Okay, relationship expert, that's what she called it?
Yeah, kind of the sexual equivalent to, she had a specific name that I can't seem to recall. But anyway, so Gigi calls into the show. And you know, Gigi, for those of your listeners who are familiar with BDSM, in the BDSM world, there's four personalities in the BDSM world. There's what's known as a top or a dom, which is what I am. Then on the opposite end, there's what's known as a sub or bottom. So like a top and a dom, he's like he, or it could be a she. It's not always a he. It could be a man or a woman. That's the person who wants to be the erotically dominant partner, no less than 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom and sub wants to be the obedient and submissive partner, no less than 99% of the time. Then right in the middle is a switch and a flexible. A switch is if you have at least two sex partners, and one of your two sex partners, you're always submissive, and the other one, you're always dominant. That would make you a switch. And then the final of the four is what's known as a flexible or a versatile. That means you go back and forth with the same person. Like, say you're married, and sometimes you're dominant with your husband or wife, and other times you're submissive.
Okay.
Of those four, I would put Gigi's a switch. She tends to be very submissive with men, but with women, she's very dominant. So when we were interviewing this woman named Leslie, just like I just had Felicia tell you to say it again, I start talking dirty to Leslie, and then I start giving Gigi orders. I said, Gigi, tell Leslie to say this, tell her to say that, tell her to say this, tell her to do this. And she was doing it. And you know how Blog Talk Radio has those chat rooms?
Right.
Man, everybody in my chat room, the men and the women, all the women in the chat room was like, oh, my God, I am playing with my pussy right now listening to this. And the guys were like, hey, man, Alan, no homo, man, but goddamn, man, you sound sexy than a motherfucker, man. I'm, like, jacking off listening to this shit. This shit is hot than a motherfucker, man.
What do you think I'm doing? What do you think I'm doing, Alan?
Yeah, I would say literally I think more than any of my episodes of my show called Upfront and Straightforward, that got the most dramatic, like after the show on my Facebook timeline, everybody was like, man, Alan, that had to be the hottest show you've ever done since you've been on Blog Talk Radio, man. That shit.
Wow.
But yeah, Gigi, I had to get a lot of credit to Gigi. She was very submissive to me. But with Leslie, she was just real dominant. And she would be like, telling Leslie, she said, yeah, play with that pussy for daddy. Play with that pussy.
Okay.
Tell daddy how good that pussy feel. And Leslie was like, oh, yes. Oh, yes, Gigi, my pussy's so wet. And Gigi was like, yeah, play with that shit. Play with that shit for daddy Alan. And tell him he the king. She was like, oh, daddy, you the king.
Go on, Gigi. So, Gigi, she did that, okay, my girl.
She seemed to sound like she did. She sound like she did shit right there.
I know. I know.
Felicia, one more time, tell Terry to tell me how wet her pussy is.
Terry, tell this man how wet your pussy is, because I know it's wet. And come out of your shell. Terry, you know what you're doing. Go ahead and get
what
it. What? Give it to him.
Y'all want me to revert back to some old ways?
Okay. I want you to revert back to yourself. Do you, boo?
Your true self.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna say this. If you want to think about wetness, visualize steam coming off of a boiling pot and the condensation settles on some silk, and when you stick it on your face, it's stuck there.
Oh,
that was a deep analogy.
Okay,
very visual, Terry.
I wanted to
tell
you.
Very detailed.
You didn't have to revert.
But Terry, you didn't actually say. Now, you went through that. That was very long-winded and eloquent. But I want you to just simply say, no, I'm going to have my girl Felicia tell you. Felicia, tell Terry to say, Nasty Allie, you got my pussy so wet.
Terry, come out of your shell, because I know you can, and tell Nasty Allie about how wet your pussy is right now. Because I know that. I can hear your voice. Tell daddy what it is. Tell
daddy what it is. Say daddy. Mark, hush up. You add more stuff. Okay. But look, let me bring it to y'all. Okay. Nasty Allen, my underwear are so wet that I could wring them out and let moisture fall on the floor.
Ooh. Say ooh.
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 Say it again.
Say ooh, Mark. You want to say ooh? Go ahead, Mark.
Ooh.
How wet is your underwear, Mark?
Don't quiet up on me now, Mark. Where you at?
I had to go to the other room.
Alan, you causing an uproar.
That's how you do it, baby. That's why I like them.
That's good shit. Exactly. I'm going to have to say goodbye a little early. I love you guys. It was so much fun.
I have to get back to my paper.
And I will be calling in Alan since you accepted your friend request on Facebook. we can get to know each other and connect a little bit more.
Uh-oh.
Of course, of course.
All right. Okay, go check out.
All right, darling, do well with your studies, okay? And I'll let you tomorrow because, you know, I'm coming here to be more Monday, and I get you down and see me at the hotel. I got everything taken care of.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, darling.
She ain't going to.
All right.
Good night.
Love you. I love you guys.
Love you.
Keep it sweet and sticky.
Now, Felicia, with your sexiest voice, say bye, Nasty Allen.
Bye, Nasty Allen.
Ooh.
Say it again.
I'll talk to you soon. Real soon.
All right, baby.
All right, then. All right, Felicia. It's having you on here. Okay, so now that my baby's gone, okay, Mark, this is your opportunity to ask your questions since you want to instigate.
Now, was it one guy or two guys on the line? I can't.
There's two guys.
Two.
Kind of shy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I've been talking. Yeah, I've been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still here. Okay, the question I had to, I'm dying to ask you. You know, with this Harvey Weinstein Weinstein scandal and a president who brags about grabbing him by the pussies, do you think powerful men will now be more likely to think twice before pouncing on females in the workplace?
No.
Oh, well, yeah, I would say kind of almost simultaneously yes and no. I mean, with the stuff going on in Hollywood, oh, my God, it's like – just accusations coming out the yin yang. I mean, like
yin-yang.
The Kevin Spacey deal. That's what's so interesting, and this is interesting that I'm talking to two gay guys because a lot of times when you've heard these sexual harassment accusations, it's always been exclusively heterosexual women or bisexual women, maybe. But now you got guys coming out talking about how they've been sexually harassed and. Gotten unwanted sexual advances and so it's changing the face of Hollywood. Because see, I worked in the entertainment industry in the 90s and I know that stuff. That stuff was always rampant, but it was just never talked about. But it was always rampant.
So do you think now the tide is turning? I mean, where everyone's going to just start speaking up and coming out of the woodwork about
it? Oh, for sure. Because once those doors are open, people are going to come out the woodwork. And you see that happen. People coming out. Like, look at Kevin Spacey's main case. That happened in 1986. You're talking about like 31 years ago.
Yeah.
I know.
Kevin Spacey's career is basically now compromised because of something that happened 31 years. It wasn't like it was like 6 weeks ago. 31 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You think that's why he stayed in the closet so long? He didn't want to come out?
I think he didn't want to alienate his... a lot of people don't like to come out the closet because they feel like it limits their – nobody will find them. See, when you're an actor, you want your audience to believe you in any role. But, see, if you come out – once you come out and say, I'm gay, then if you get cast in a heterosexual role, people are going to be like, that ain't believable. He's gay. I don't believe that he's this character who's heterosexual. So that's – among other reasons, that's why most – gay and lesbian actors and actresses don't like to come out the closet because, among other reasons, it will affect how people see them in their roles.
Okay, right. Exactly.
But then you have Neil Patrick Harris, and he's a gay guy, and he's played straight men in movies. So that don't.
Yeah, but he does it comedically. He doesn't. Well, he did. He played a good role, straight role in the movie. What's that movie I like with Ben Affleck? Gone Girl. Yeah, Patrick Neal Harris. He was good in Gone Girl. So I give him props. He was. Because his character in Gone Girl, he was heterosexual, and he did a damn good job in that role. So there are exceptions, but generally speaking, though, people don't like to. Like, I give you somebody on the opposite end. There was this guy who played in this movie with Julia Roberts, Rupert something.
Rupert Everett,
I want to say. See, here was a classic example of a guy. He was on the rise before he came out. And once he came out, it's like
he
still got a few
out.
Roles, but his ascension kind of like stalled. when he came out.
Right.
Oh,
exactly. But on the other hand, somebody like Ellen DeGeneres comes out and her career blossoms. I mean, what's the
Well, I mean, she's not really an actress though. She's more of just a comedian and a talk show host. So that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. But
no,
when you're an actor, people want to believe that you can. I mean, that's the key to acting, because I used to act myself. I used to do stage theater. And the ultimate key to being a good actor, a good actress, is you got to make people believe that you are the character you're playing. You have to really sell them on that. So if I'm playing, say, a gangbanger, people got to believe that Alan Roger Curry has it in him to truly be a gangster in real life. If I don't pull that off, then nobody's going to buy it. Then it's whatever movie I'm in, it's going to suck, because people are going to be like, I don't believe Alan can be a gangster. I that's not something I would believe he could ever be in real life.
Right.
Uh-huh. And Mark, I just want to tell you something about Ellen. When Ellen came out in 97, she had a sitcom, and that sitcom got canceled. So she had a tough road. She didn't blossom until later.
She came out when it was inopportune to do so. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, matter of fact, now that you reminded me, and I'm glad you brought that up, because, see, that's related to what I was just talking about. One of the reasons why she was very reluctant to come out, among other reasons, was because on her show, she was playing a heterosexual woman. She wasn't playing a gay woman. She was playing a heterosexual woman. And then she said in one of her interviews that played a big part in why she was reluctant to come out, because she was like, I know once I come out, nobody's going to buy me as a heterosexual woman on this sitcom.
Exactly. You're right. Have you ever experienced sexual attraction in the workplace and acted on it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. A few times.
Oh.
I was telling you guys earlier, I had a rule, though, particularly when I was young, that I tried to never get laid where I got paid, because I didn't want to bring personal drama into my workplace. But that said, yeah, there's been a few colleagues and coworkers. Like, well, most recently, like, as a dating coach, I've had some home office assistants. I think I've had four over the last 5 years, and two of those four, yeah, we fucked. But I was honest with them. I told them when I hired them, I said there was a greater than 50% chance I'm going to fuck you. At the time, they were just like.
I love your direct approach, Alan. I love it.
Yeah, they were tripped off that. They were like, I appreciate you being so direct.
If it works for women, believe me, it'll work for men, too. You know? And you ain't no pickup artist. I like that, too.
Yeah, no, I'm a dating coach, not a pickup artist. A dating coach.
There you go.
You always talk about dealing with females. Do you have any male clients that you help?
Yeah,
well, it's my main job, as a men's dating coach. That's primarily who I work with, is men. Generally speaking, I work with more men than I do women. So I got two roles again. I got my role as if you saw the movie Hitch with Will Smith, I call myself a real-life Hitch. I help men with their social skills with women and their verbal communication skills with women. And so that's my main job. And, pretty much all my clients under that hat are men. And then in my role as a BDSM and polyamory consultant, that's where I work with both either just individual women or men and women as couples. So in that role, I don't work with too many individual men. Most of the men I work with in my role as the BDSM consultant, it's the men I work with is usually as part of a couple, married or unmarried couple.
Okay, well, we usually, since you was on the show before, we used to do 2 hours, but we have dropped it down to an hour, and we have ran over because you're just so awesome, you know. Stop it at 8:30. But before I wrap it up, I need you to let everybody know how to reach you, what's your fees, and whatever else you want to let them know, or any personal shout-outs. You can take your time, you know, as long as you can do it.
Okay, well, first, I want to say thank you to you, Terry. Thank you to Mark and Chris for having me as a guest.
You're welcome.
And I very much appreciate it. And, yes, if you want to, first of all, I'll plug my books. You can find my books on Amazon.com. You just put in the search my name, A-L-A-N, Allen, my middle name, R-O-G-E-R, Roger, and my last name, C-U-R-R-I-E. And so, yeah, I have e-books, paperbacks, and audiobooks. And then my main website for men, my website for men looking for dating advice is Direct Approach Dating, as one word, directapproachdating.com.
I'm writing it down.
That's when you'll find my services. I do Skype and telephone consultations. I do email consultations, and I do one-on-one face-to-face coaching sessions. That's my most expensive. And so, yeah. And then my secondary role is, again, as a BDSM and polyamory. For those of you listeners not familiar with that term, polyamory is to long-term non-monogamous sex what promiscuity is to short-term non-monogamous sex. So if somebody's in a polyamorous relationship, that's the same as saying they're in an open relationship. And the website for that is mode1.net/training/training. mode1.net/training. And that's about it. Oh, and you'll find my rates on that site for that too. I have my rates on there.
Yeah, and also he's on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter.
Yeah,
you know?
Social media, yeah, Facebook. I'm on I do certain podcasts on YouTube. I'm on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn. And yeah. Oh, and related to the topic of this show, all my nastiness. Also, Google a show called, I do a show, but I do it sporadically. It's not a regular show like my old show, Upfront and Straightforward. But I have a show called The Erotic Conversationalist. The Erotic Conversationalist. So if you just put that in Google, my episodes will come up. It's called The Erotic Conversationalist.
I wrote it down.
Sounds good. Well, you know, I just want to thank you, Allen, for, you know, every time I reach out and call you, you're always there for me. I appreciate you as a friend. I appreciate your talents. And on that note, we're going to take it home. And everybody out there listening, you know, if you missed a part of the show, just go to the archives on Unmask on Blog Talk Radio, and you can find it and replay it so you can know the different information you need to know about Allen. And I just want to thank him again. And, darling, hugs and
thank
kisses.
Thank you, Allen.
Thank you.
And we're going to take it home now with Life Jennings. It must be nice. Good night, everybody. Good night, Chris. Good night, Mark. Good night.
Yo. You just flipped on the city player. I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to.
Most cats will take advantage of you right now, but I ain't gonna do that, huh? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game, and she done found her S.E. Life is real. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustlers on the block go crazy when you hit your lips, but they just want relations, they don't want relationships.
Welcome to the real world.
It ain't the same. Fellas old enough to be your daddy, know your name. Everybody's talking about how much they
finger on it, but you're feeling strange, like it's fire in your veins.
Before you let it go, you let it go.